Warwick Hadfield, good morning again.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, we've already spoken about the Matildas qualifying for the Rio Olympics in style with that draw with the Chinese. Let's take a look at the Socceroos. Did Australian coach Ange Postecoglou live up to his promise to bring new talent into the squad for a couple of World Cup qualifying games coming up?
He certainly did, Fran. Three in particular among nine changes to the squad that defeated Kyrgyzstan and Bangladesh last November. The new boys, Jason Guerrier, Alex Gersbach, and this lovely story of Apostolos Giannou, who, like Postecoglou, was born in Greece, where he played a lot of, or he's playing a lot of high-level club soccer, but he grew up, where else? In Melbourne. When I was in Greece last year, just about everyone I met had a cousin in Melbourne. Now, Giannou, Paul Giannou, as he was known, in Melbourne, had split loyalties as his career developed out in the suburbs. He played for the Australian under-17 side, coached by Postecoglou, and then the Greek under-19, and even the senior sides, the latter against Hungary. It was a friendly, which still left him eligible for Australia, and that was something that Postecoglou knew and knew well when he named that squad yesterday. And I have to say, Fran, I reckon he'll get at least 1 minute against Tajikistan or Jordan in these qualifiers just to make sure he remains firmly a Socceroo from now and I guess through to 2018. And look, Ange Postecoglou reiterated yesterday the importance of the next two games in terms of getting to the World Cup, but at the same time he maintains his policy of trying to broaden the base of players who can play the way he wants Australia to play all the way up to Russia in a couple of years' time, Fran.
Great. In rugby league, meanwhile, Parramatta in more salary cap strife.
Emphasis on the more. For the last 12 months, Parramatta's been investigated for breaches of the salary cap. At various stages, they've managed to satisfy the NRL that all's hunky-dory, but a couple of things going around at the moment. Leaked board minutes in which the officials talked about ingratiating themselves to third-party sponsors in the case of Anthony Watmo's deals to come to the club from Manly, and also this transfer of cash in relation to Jared Hayne, which the NRL is investigating. Now, the investigation is going to be forensic and thorough and will take time. And as a result of that, there is a possibility that Parramatta, you know, playing games between now and when the investigation ends, will win games. And there's a lot of speculation if those games are won, the points will be taken off them if they are found to be in breach of the salary cap, Fran.
Okay, Warwick, thank you very much.